Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he reports that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would supplicate in this manner, or would supplicate by saying the following: Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda. O Allah, I ask you for guidance, wa-tuqa, and piety, wal-afafa, and chastity, wal-ghina, and self-sufficiency. Now, some of these words, they actually mean a lot more. So, guidance, this is obviously clear in terms of a literal meaning. I want to focus on some of the other elements. Mullah Ali Qari alayhi rahmah, he mentions that obviously al-huda in the hadith means complete guidance, and at-tuqa, it refers to piety. And he says the next word that was used, al-afafa, there are two opinions that he mentions. He says one opinion is, I translated it as chastity. One opinion is to refrain from sins, and another opinion is to refrain from unlawful activities. In terms of ghina, he explains that this means to be self-sufficient in the heart. Now, ghina is one of those beautiful words that encompasses a lot of different meanings. It can have a meaning of being free of any need. It can have a meaning of being enriched, or being given so much that one becomes independent. It can have a meaning of self-sufficiency, which is similar to that. So the word itself, I think it actually includes many other elements. And then depending on the commentary given by the scholars of hadith, the different meanings are mentioned. So he mentioned that this is a condition of the heart. He also mentioned that not seeking the wealth of other people, this is ghina. So our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam specifically supplicated for these four qualities. And remember, the action of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to teach the ummah, because he possesses a perfect character. He is perfect in every way. He is not only perfect, he is miraculous in every way. Not only has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with this impeccable nature, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most complete and most perfect in every aspect of humanity, in every aspect of manhood, in every aspect of his creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.